Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Girl Boss. This is my first episode, like first real episode, so that's really exciting. I didn't really have a whole lot to say. I'm just going to kind of get right on in. I am going to be kind of like explaining the like basics of the podcast, kind of like the outline of things I'm going to be doing as we go along. But I'm just going to hop right in at the first part of like some or like most of my podcasts. I'm gonna do like top news stories and like breaking news and stuff, like things that you'll like need to know, you know, because if you're listening to this on your morning commute, then maybe somebody at work will be talking about it and you'll be like, oh yeah, Lily talked about this on the podcast this morning, and then like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. So here's some top stories for you. So the veteran identified as the kissing sailor in iconic World War II photo died today at the age of 95, which is like so sad because that's like so iconic. And I know that, I'm not sure exactly where, but I know that there's like a statue of that, and like it's just so cute. And I think that like the way people used to love like a long time ago and like they showed their love and stuff is so different than how we showed today, and I feel like it's just like a lot more genuine, like pure, like good love, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe I'm just like so dumb, but there's like a picture, you should go look it up, but it's just so cute. Like, but even, that's just, I cannot believe that he actually died. And then another thing I'm just going to address is literally, okay, the party that Kylie had for Stormy. Like, I just don't understand. Okay, so basically, if you didn't know, like, if you didn't know the party, it's just like huge bash. Literally, like, I've never seen anything so in depth and literally such a waste of money. Her child is turning 1 year old. If you don't know, her kid is Stormy Webster. It's her and Travis Scott's kid. Okay, so like basically from what I've gathered from like pictures and like things I've heard and like on other podcasts, they had, like, where you walk into the building for this birthday bash that she had for her one-year-old child. It's, like, walking into her mouth. They had this, like, huge blow-up thing, which not only is, like, extremely disgusting, but, like, so freaking weird. Like, why in the world would you have your guests walking into your kid's mouth at a birthday party? Like, I know, like, she didn't do all this and, like, her hands didn't like set up all of this because she's Kylie Jenner and she probably gave thousands and millions of dollars to people to do whatever she wanted. But like, still, that's so stupid and like so weird. And then there's like ball games, like, you know how you could just like throw balls like at the arcade or whatever, like those little balls like in ball pits or whatever, like you throw those into her mouth, like these other blow up things, which is so creepy. Like, why don't you just throw them into like a basket or like literally a one-year-old child. Okay, and here's what else, like, gets me. The party was 3 hours long. Okay, you're gonna spend, like, okay, I think she's probably definitely over $1 million. Let's see how much she spent on it. How much money did Kylie spend on Stormy's birthday party? Okay, this says $2.3 million. Why? This could be like really incorrect, but I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand. Okay, MSN, which is like a news source, says that she spent $856,000. So obviously a little quite a bit less than what the other reference said, but okay, so I believe them. I mean, that sounds like amount of money that a Kardashian or Jenner would spend, but anyway, so she spends that on her one-year-old's birthday party. Like, if you have that kind of money, like, why don't you just wait until like their fifth birthday party? Like, Stormy would have enjoyed it so much more if she was like, you know, 5 years old or like even like 3 years old. But like, no one remembers what happened when they were 1 year old, like on their birthday. I don't remember it. I'm sure nobody else remembers it. And so this party that she, I'm sure she's going to have humongous birthday parties for her kid, like, all the time, but I think that's just so ridiculous to have that for your kid. But anyway, the pictures, like, you should go look up the pictures for her party. Like, just the walking into the mouth thing and throwing balls into the mouth, like, that's just so weird. And then she had, like, these, like, signs, like, you know, like, those light-up signs they have in, like, super bougie places. It was, like, wish you were here, like, I mean, and then they, like, advertise the party, okay, yeah, so, like, they're, like, influencers, they have their own show and everything, and so, I don't know if you follow Kylie on Instagram or anything, but she was putting, like, you know, videos, like, oh my gosh, look at Stormy, look what she's doing, like, you know how they talk, and I'm not trying to, like, make fun of them or whatever, but I guess I kind of am, and she's, like, showing her, and it looks like the child is not even having a good time, or, like, she's just, like, what is going on, like, she just doesn't really understand it, and then there's, like, these walls of, like, teddy bears, okay, like, the child can only have so many teddy bears. Seriously, what are you going to do with, like, 8 million teddy bears? And she genuinely looked really happy when she was, like, playing with the teddy bears. But, like, the teddy bears go, like, all the way up the wall. Like, she can't see that far. She's, like, a foot tall. Like, 2 feet tall. I don't know. I don't know how big kids are. I'm not a mom. And then they have, like, their food and, like, French fries and, like, you know, like, the things you get from McDonald's, like, those McDonald's French fries, except they're pink and they look like the monogram Louis Vuitton bags, and, like, that's what their French fries holder looked like. And then her cake was, like, her own little personal cake, literally the size of, like, most people's wedding cake, and it's, like, covered in sprinkles, and it says, happy birthday, Stormy, and she, like, is looking at it, like, she's, like, what even is this? Like, she doesn't understand, you know what I'm saying? And, I don't know, it just seems like, what are you doing? But, like, you know, you can't really control them. It's, like, the Kardashian-Jenner family is just, like, a whole nother species. And, yes, I really appreciate, like, their show. And it's, like, so fun to watch and, like, see a glimpse of, like, someone else's life. Because I don't even have, like, half the money she has. But, seriously, I guess since they are another species, we just don't understand why they do what they do. It's just crazy stuff. So, anyway, this week's episode of the podcast is going to be on productivity as a whole. So productivity, I feel like it's a really hard thing to, like, get into and, like, go on and talk about and things, because seriously is looks so different for everyone. Like, one person's productive day could be the next person's, like, super stressful, super over the top, overwhelming day. You know what I'm saying? But, like, some people having lots to do and staying super busy and getting everything done, that's productive for them. That's productivity for them. But other people, that's like, I have way too much to do. I'm going to sit in my car, drink coffee, and cry because I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. And, like, I've never sat in a car and drank coffee and cried because I don't have a car. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, productivity just looks so different for everyone. But it's, like, so important to have, like, those really productive days. But then also, like, a big part of being a girl boss or a dude boss, you know, if you're a dude, we love dude bosses too, but I'm a girl, so that's why the podcast is called Girl Boss. Like, you need those days of rest. And so next week on the podcast, I am going to have a special guest, and I'm not going to tell you who yet, but she's super cool, and I know she's listening to this, so hey girl, I'm really excited for next week. And we're going to, like, be talking about getting your rest in and getting your time with the Lord, like, and through being a girl boss, like, not how to, like, incorporate your faith, because you want to, like, live for God, not, like, incorporate him into your life, you know what I'm saying? But just how to, like, be more of a God-driven, God-fearing girl boss. So basically, that's just what next episode is going to be about. And I have a super special guest, and I'm so excited for that, but this week is just about productivity and just being on the grind. And one of my, like, favorite sayings is just the word grind. Like, it's not even a saying, it's just a word. grind. And I don't mean that, like, gross grind, like, ew. But being on the grind, like, just that anything, like, a coffee mug, a hat, a shirt, like, if I see it and it says, like, grind or stay on the grind or always on the grind, like, I have to buy it. I'm like, I have to have that. And it just, like, it's so motivational and, like, so inspiring for me. And I just, like, I just love that word. And one of my best friends, Lindsay, I'll talk about her a lot. She's like, we like say that to each other, like almost every day. We're like on the grind. And like, we just go back and forth and like being so stupid, obviously, but like, it just helps us, I think, to like remember, okay, we have to be productive. We have to like grind and be a go-getter and a goal digger. And like, we have to like be a dreamer, you know, but also be along with like being a dreamer, you have to be a doer. You know, those people that like literally only think about things and never do them. Like, it can be as small as like, oh, I'm going to go to the store today, or I'm going to go take that back to Target today, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And like, you always, they're always thinking about it, or they're always talking about it, and they never do it. Like, that's along the lines of a dreamer. And I am like super supportive of this phrase. It's probably been said like 1,000 times by other people, but like, I kind of think of it as like my phrase, and like, I post it sometimes. Like, a lot of the times I'll post something when I need the reminder, you know what I'm saying? And so, sorry, I had to get a drink of water. Being a doer, not a dreamer. And so, yes, it's so good to dream, and it's so good to have your goals in life and to have the drive to get there. But if you're not taking small steps every day, every week, every month that aren't going to add up over time to ultimately get you where you want to be, you're just a dreamer. You know, if you say, all right, well, I want to own my own business someday. Okay, so say you're 20 years old and you want to own your own business someday. Okay, well, if you haven't gone to college, or if you're like a high school dropout or whatever, first of all, you need to go back and get your high school degree. And I'm not saying that's for everybody. Like, you know, I know a lot of really smart, really successful people in this world who don't have high school degrees, who don't have college degrees, and they're literally some of the people that make the most money. But, I mean, that is important. Having an education and being educated and involved with how our world works is like huge. That's like a big, big thing. So, like, you're 20 years old, you want to start a business, you want to get that going, but you're like, I literally have no idea how. Well, like, your first step would be like, okay, I'm going to go back and finish high school. And then your next step after that is like, okay, I graduated high school, I'm going to go to college. And whether that looks like going to community college for you, or whether that looks like applying to just like a smaller state school or whatever, like, I'm 15 years old. I don't know every single little detail of how the world works, but I like to think that I dig a little deeper and know a little more than most 15-year-olds. And so, like, that's why I like to share things with you guys. I don't know, that's kind of weird, but, you know, just taking those steps to get you where you want to be. So by the time you're 25, you've bought the building and you've announced it all over the interwebs, and you say, I'm starting my own business, and it's going to be like a printing business. So, and you're advertising it, and you have like your advertising, your marketing, you have like some knowledge on social media networking, and you know how to write a good business email, and you know how to get in contact with people and get good connections. Like, that's your first step. You know what I'm saying? So say you really want to be a doctor. Okay, well, the first step to being a doctor, like, you can't be a doctor without college education. It's literally impossible. Like, nobody's going to hire you because nobody trusts you, because you're probably like cut someone open and then kill them because you don't know what you're doing. So the first step to being a doctor is going to kindergarten, right? Like, you have to start with like your small elementary education. Okay, so you go to elementary school, you go to middle school, and then you go to high school. Basics, you know, everybody does that, or like most everybody. If you're fortunate enough to go to school, then yes, you've done that. your next step after that would be to go study like biology or neuroscience or psychology if you're going to be like a brain doctor, surgeon, I don't know, something like that. And so then that step would be, you know, going to get your undergrad. And then, or maybe you go to nursing school. I know a lot of people who start out as nurses and they're like, okay, I'm going to go get my master's. So then you go get your master's and, or like your medical degree, I guess. And so you go to medical school and, you know, you're doing all that. Well, that's your next step. And then you finish that and, you know, things get really hard. And that's another thing that I'm going to talk about. But your step after medical school would be residency and doing clinicals and things like that. And for, I know most of this stuff because I wanted to be an OBGYN or a gynecologist obstetrician, if you guys aren't familiar with that. It's like a baby doctor, and they also, like, you know, look at women's private parts all day long, but that's cool. Another drink of water. So that's a whole nother thing, but, like, I just kind of know, like, medical things like that because I've, like, looked into it and stuff. I'm not really sure that that's what I want to do with my life anymore. Not really sure what I want to do with my life, but that's kind of how I have the knowledge on this. So then, I mean, I'm 99% sure then you, like, get your residency and, like, do all that jazz. And then you're a doctor. You can be a doctor, you know? And you had to take a lot of steps, but you didn't just one day say, I want to be a doctor. 20 years later, you're not a doctor because you never took a step. You never took the step in the right direction. Okay, or it can be something totally different. It can be something you're in the 8th grade, okay? This is, like, for my younger listeners, okay? So, like, middle school or, like, high school age. So, you're in the 8th grade or you're a freshman or a sophomore or junior, whatever, in high school, okay? And you have, like, all D's and C's and you're, like, really sucking at school and you're, like, ugh, well, you know, I really like to go to college and, like, get into a good school. And, like, you know that you need to have better grades. So you have to take a first step. You have to step out. You have to go for it. You can't just say, I want to do it, and I don't know how, and I don't know how I'm going to do it or if I have the capability. But here's the thing, everybody has the capability to do what they want. It's just the matter of will they do it or not. I'll say it again for you. Everyone has the capability to do what they want. There is nothing in this world holding anyone back from doing anything. Nothing. There are setbacks. There are things that will hold you back. And they're going to slow you down and they're going to stop you because that's how life goes. But nothing is impossible. And so if you're a dreamer, if you're one of those people who is saying, okay, I need to have A's by the end of the semester. I need to have all A's. Okay, what is your first step? Sit down, get a notebook. Notebooks aren't that expensive, okay? You can go to the dollar store. If you don't have a dollar, if you do not have a dollar, then you can get a napkin, newspaper. You know, this is just astronomical to think about. But if you don't have a notebook, if you don't have a dollar for a notebook, dude, just message me. I will buy you a notebook because notebooks are fantastic. So get a piece of paper and a pen and write down, okay, step one. Step one is today. Focus on your today. Don't focus on 10 years from now. Because 10 years from now, you'd be like, okay, I'm in college, I'm living the dream. You know, like, that's your 10 years from now. But if you don't focus on today, you're still a dreamer. Step one. Step one is today. Step one, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to work hard. I'm not going to fall asleep in class. And I'm going to pay attention. If that means you have to have 4 cups of coffee, that means you have to have 4 cups of coffee. If your main dream in life, your main goal, what you want to be most successful at is to go to college so that you can have a good, high-paying job and live the life you've always wanted to live, your step one may look like 4 cups of coffee. That's okay. But you need to write down your step one. Go to school, pay attention, don't fall asleep, do my work. Okay? Your step two. Maybe you do your steps day by day. Maybe you say, okay, so my step two is going to be, tonight when I get home, I'm going to do my homework for the first time in 3 years. Maybe you haven't done your homework, like, ever, okay? Which is, like, so stupid, like, literally, you have to do your homework. So, maybe you say, okay, I'm going to do my homework tonight. Step three, tomorrow is Thursday, and you know that on Friday, you have a test. And maybe you're listening to this podcast, and you're like, all right, well, now I know, like, I should probably study for that test. And you're, like, becoming inspired, and, like, yay, I'm glad I'm inspiring you. Maybe I'm not, but, okay, so let's just say that I am. And you're, like, thinking about it, and you're like, okay, well, yeah, like, I need to study for this test now. Okay, so you're going to get the materials to study for this test. You're just going to sit down, maybe with your 4 cups of coffee. I don't know. I love coffee. So coffee just keeps coming to mind. Maybe I need to make myself a pot. But anyway, you're going to sit down and you're going to study for this test. And then when you ace that test and you turn in your homework and you paid attention in class, there's like 3 grades of A's in the grade book. That's 3 A's. And so maybe now your D, like a solid D, went up probably to like a C minus by now. If you have a test grade, a homework grade, and an in-class grade. Okay, your grade's a C minus now. So the next week, so you have the weekend, you take some time off, you hang out with your friends, but don't forget, you want those A's. So maybe you have to do your homework over the weekend. Maybe you have to say, sorry, can't hang out with my friends on Saturday night because I'm super busy on Sunday. Maybe I have like a basketball tournament or whatever. I'm super busy on Sunday and I know that I want to have straight A's, so I need to get my life together. I need to pull myself together. I need to have some willpower, take Saturday night off from my friends, and do my work. Okay? And let me tell you something. I can preach this all day long. I can say it. I can, you know, speak it, and I can even act like I do it myself, but sometimes I don't. Sometimes, you know, there's those days where I don't do all my work, and I don't sit down at night and be like, okay, right now I'm gonna grind, I'm gonna get everything done. And sometimes I'll sit down, open up my laptop, pull up like a paper, and type a whole bunch of random stuff, and it doesn't even sound good, and I know I'm not done, and I'll pull up my phone and take a picture and be like, just finished this essay, look at me go, and I probably did nothing. I think we're all guilty of doing some form of something like that, or like, you know, lying to people and be like, yeah, I was the high scorer in the basketball game, like, that's totally, you know, different than doing your homework, but I am guilty of not doing it too. But it just takes those steps. You know, there's a road that leads to everything. Okay, now, here's another concept that goes along with this. I'm huge on analogies. I just think they're so cool. Like, the way one thing in life relates to something totally different. Like, orange juice relates to, like, going to the mall with your friends. You know, like, I'm not sure how, but, like, you could find a way to make it relate. Okay, so here's another thing. If you decide, I want to drive from the highest most point, the northernmost point of Maine, to the southernmost point of California, that's possible, right? So, yeah, it's probably going to take you like a week, and you're going to have to map it out. You're going to have to make sure you have a car that's not just going to break down on you. You're going to have to make sure you have enough money for gas, because let me tell you, girl, it's going to take a lot of gas to get to where you're going if you're going to drive that far. I don't recommend doing this, but this is just an analogy. If you're going to drive that far, it's going to take you a lot of maybe coffee, you know, since we're talking about coffee. Because you're going to have to stay up and stay awake and not fall asleep at the wheel and focus on what you're doing and where you're going and where you're driving. Like, you can't just, like, totally zone out and you might end up in like Missouri or something. You have to focus. But there is a road that connects to a lot of other roads that'll connect to a lot of other roads that will connect to a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot of other roads that will take you from Maine to California. And see, this is how I'm going to relate back to school or whatever. So your step one is making your plan. Your step one is saying, okay, today I am going to make sure I have a good car, money for gas, I have my bags packed, and I'm going to get myself ready to go. I'm going to get myself motivated to drive in the car for 7 straight days. That's your day one. That's making your plan and getting yourself prepared. Your step two, you're going to go get in the car. Your step three, you're going to drive. And 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 obviously, you probably need to stop at a hotel or something because you need to sleep. But you're going to drive. And you know how, like, one highway, like Highway 6, connects to, like, Highway 14 or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these highways that connect, and you know those, like, big swirly things where you're driving on the interstate and you feel like you're about to fall off, like, in the backseat of your parents', like, station wagon or whatever, and, like, you're going around, and you're like, I literally think we're about to, like, run off this thing and die, but, like, that's just one road connecting to another. That's your steps, okay? That's your step one, step two, and step three all connecting together, your big things like this, and here's the thing. I'm pulling this together for you guys. Listen up. So those roads, those little like spinny things that you have to like, you know, merge onto this highway and get up on there and like you're turning and you feel like your car's about to flip over. That's your setbacks. That's your maybe the devil or your brain or someone physically sitting in front of you telling you, I don't think you can do this. I don't think you're going to make it. I don't think you're capable of doing this. Maybe that's your setback. Or maybe your setback is, okay, going back to driving from Maine to California, maybe you run out of gas and you're like, oh crap, I have no idea what I'm going to do. Well, obviously, you're not just going to sit there and like let yourself rot and die. Like, you're going to pull yourself out of that situation one way or another, right? So those are your setbacks. Merging onto another interstate, merging into your next step, that's your setback. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't, but that's just what I'm trying to preach to you. And so, yes, there will be hard things and there will be hard times, but if you want to have those feelings of success, you have to have those productive days. You have to have those days where you're like, okay, no phone, gonna throw it in the other room and lock the door and throw away the key, and then I'll just break into the room when I'm done, because I literally am going to get nothing done if I know that, like, I have 6 new tweets on my phone. Like, all I want to do is just keep checking on the tweets, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you have to do that. Maybe that's your step one, you know? But you have to have productive days and a plan. Productive days and a plan to get you going to success. Success doesn't come overnight. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot and a lot of energy. You know, there's people who wake up at 5 in the morning and stay up until midnight. I've had those days, and they're long and they're hard and they suck, and you really want to take a nap, but you know that if you're not productive today, you might not be productive tomorrow, because nothing's promised. You know, tomorrow's not promised for you. So if you're not productive today and tomorrow just happens to be unproductive, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm kind of sucking at this whole thing, that's where you begin to give up. When you don't chip away at something just a teeny bit each and every day or each and every week, if it's a big goal, you know what I'm saying? You're going to begin to lose your drive, to lose your motivation. And so that's why productivity is so important. And, you know, when you make a checklist, which checklists are amazing, like when you can cross something off your checklist, but you know those checklists that you make that have like multiple steps to them? And you're like, well, I can't really cross it off because I'm not done. But, like, I've kind of, like, chipped away at it. You know what I'm saying? Those checklists, like, kind of suck because you're like, Okay, so here's a new concept for you. Why don't you write out, okay, so I need to send out 5 letters. Okay, so you need to send out 5 letters. The first step, so make like a little subtitle area. The first step to that is I need to write the letter or type it up. Second step, I need to print it. Third step, I need to address the letters. And fourth step, I need to send it off. So you can, that gives you 5 new opportunities to have that great feeling of crossing something off your checklist. So not only do you have 1, send the letters, now you have 5. Isn't that crazy? And you're going to feel so much more productive when you can cross ness. Yes, there's going to be, I don't know what my mouth is doing. There's going to be times when you look at your checklist and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. But you have to remember, like maybe you star the big concepts. And maybe you make a checklist, but your checklist is on 5 different pieces of paper and you only look at 1 piece of paper a day because you know you'll overwhelm yourself. Maybe those kind of people, maybe you're a kind of person that needs to have just a little bit of each thing every day. Because people are so different and there's things that everyone does different and works different and their minds work different and everything like that. Another drink of water. So that's just kind of like my spiel on being productive every day. But here is my best tips and tricks to be productive. So number 1, the best way to be productive is to shower the night before. Okay, maybe you're not one of those people. Maybe you like to like put mousse in your hair and then like some curly product and like diffuse your hair the next morning and like make yourself look all like cute and like beach waves, you know, and like you're like, I can't shower the night before because I'm gonna sleep on my curly hair. Okay, everybody has that kind of logic. Everybody thinks like that. Well, not everybody. I don't want to speak for everybody, but there are a lot of people who think just like that. But you know, you can do something else with your hair. Like, you can look beautiful in so many different ways, gal. So here's the thing. If you shower the night before, not only are you going to get a better night's sleep because you're clean, that is one less thing you gotta do in the morning. Okay? One less thing you gotta do in the morning. Here's the second thing. You don't have to pick out your outfit the night before because I'm so guilty of this. Pick out my outfit and wake up the next day and I'm like, I'm not wearing that. No, no, and no. But you can have an idea. This is what I used to do when I used to go to public school, when I used to go actually have to like impress people and look nice and like actually genuinely care about how I looked every day. I still care about how I look, but just like not as much. It just doesn't put as much pressure on me. I don't have as many stress breakouts because of worrying about what to wear. Literally my number one problem with going to a public place every day. What do I wear? So anyhow, but like having a general idea. Okay, if you wake up in the morning and you feel like, okay, I want to bum today, have an idea for that. If you wake up in the morning and you're like, I really want to bum today. And you're like, okay, I'm literally going to wear like sweats, like my dad's sweats, like the biggest, baggiest pair of pants I can find. I'm going to wear those. Okay, that's like a major bum, you know? Or if you're like, oh, I'm going to look super cute today. And then the day before you were like, you don't want to look cute tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday or whatever. And, you know, just have those outfits. Have like 3 different ideas of what you want to look like the next day so that you have an idea of your outfit, okay? These are just like the basics, okay? The third step is if you pack a lunch, like pack that the night before because that's a lot less stressful. You know, you don't have to like cut up your veggies or like make your sandwich or whatever. A lot less stressful and just another thing you have to take off your list to do in the morning. And another thing is you might forget that sometimes and then you have to go spend money. Like, you have to go out to eat or whatever, which is fun sometimes, but if you do that every day, that can really add up. That's a lot of money, and, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. And so, you know what I'm saying. You get the concept. So you can pack your lunch the night before. I think this is my 4th step. I don't know. I'm going to stop naming the numbers and just say the next step. So this next step is going to bed early. This is just kind of a given. Early looks different for everyone because the morning looks different for everyone. So I am kind of a grandma, and I used to not be this way. There was a period of time, about 3 or 4 month period of time, where like I wouldn't go to bed until like 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning every single day. But when you hit that like 9 o'clock when the rest of your family goes to bed, it's just like, pew, you're like not being productive anymore. That's how I used to be. But now I'm one of those people that unless I have something that I need to get done that night, like before midnight, such as edit a video, write a blog post, record the podcast, which is kind of a new thing for me, you know, or like clean, do the dishes, do the laundry, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then I like to go to bed at like 10. That's kind of like my bedtime, you know? So that's just kind of a tip I have. But if your morning looks like, okay, I don't have to wake up until 11, but I'm going to wake up at 9. So this is a new thing for you. Sleep schedules are hard, dude. They are hard because it's hard to get out of old habits, bad habits, and make a new routine for yourself. That's real, real hard. So maybe you're like, okay, well, normally I wake up at 9, but I know that tomorrow morning I want to get up early so I can do a devotional before I go to work. So I'm going to wake up at 8 because, or set my alarm for 8 because I know I'll probably snooze it until 8:30, and then I'll have that 30 minutes to do my devotional in the morning or to read a page of a self-help book in the morning or to wash those dishes in the morning or, you know, yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. So that's just another thing I have. Then the next step I would say, so you're clean, you have your lunch packed, you're going to bed early, and you've kind of like done all your chores and da, 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 da. The next step, if you have trouble falling asleep, melatonin vitamins, the Ollie melatonin vitamins are amazing. They're just like purple, like a little purple container. They're like $14 and you get like, I think it's 120 vitamins. Super amazing. This is not sponsored or anything. I have gotten 4 sponsorship, like asks kind of, but I haven't accepted any of them because I would like to get you guys like some real content and not just be like, oh, hey, buy this product. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to like shove it down your throat. And like, I didn't start this podcast to make money. I started this podcast because podcasting is so much fun. I had another drink of water. So then I would, you know, if you're having trouble falling asleep, the melatonin vitamins are amazing. Okay. So you sleep, maybe you cuddle with your honey, you know, whatever. Maybe your honey is your dog. My honey is my dog. I love her so very much. I could talk about her all day long. But anyway, here's the thing that I do sometimes. Sometimes I set my alarm. I allow myself one snooze every morning. One snooze. And I try not to take it because that's like, if you snooze your phone, that's literally the first thing you do for yourself, okay? And if the first thing you do for yourself is snoozing, that is unproductive. And that's, if you're gonna do something unproductive as your first thing you do for the day, how do you think your day's gonna go? Unproductive. So that's just, you know, my deal. So I give myself one snooze and one snooze only, but I try not to use it. And here's another thing. If you think about this, you can go back to sleep in the morning. You can go back to sleep and keep dreaming, or you can wake up and chase your dreams and stop being a dreamer and start being a doer. And so that's just a little food for thought, okay? And here's the last thing that I like to do in the morning. You count to 5. I heard this on someone's podcast. I couldn't tell you who. I listened to like 5 different podcasts while I'm getting ready because I take forever, which is not a good way to like make your day productive because, you know, well, I'll talk about it. But I heard it on someone's podcast. You lay in bed and you have 5 seconds and you count to 5 and you just go for it. You just put your feet on the floor. That's the first step. If we're talking about those steps, if we're talking about making those plans, maybe your plan is as small as I need to get out of bed on time. and I need to wake up and show up and be present for the world. Okay, so maybe that's you. Maybe that's your plan. Your first step is put those feet on the floor. Get your day going. So then, you know, you're waking up. Okay, obviously, a huge step to a productive day is coffee. So you go in, you put your K-cup in the Keurig. Or if you don't have a Keurig, you know, you turn on your little coffee pot. Put your coffee beans in there. Or I put my little K-cup in there, close the thing, press the button, and it brews. Super nice. I highly recommend a Keurig if you don't have one. Purchase one at your Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Meijer, Cub Food Store. I don't know where you shop. Wherever you shop. Hy-Vee or something like that. I know that's kind of popular in the Midwest. So anyway, make your coffee. Sit for 5 minutes, enjoy your coffee, think about your day, do a devotional, read a self-help book, something like that. Do something to help yourself, to make your day a little bit shinier, a little bit brighter. I'm not sure why I keep like doing these like voice changes. I'm kind of annoying myself though. And so like that's a good way to start your day. And then following that step, you go, you get ready, you pick out a super cute outfit. This is super helpful. You don't want to look like trash. Like, sometimes when I'm just really grinding and really, like, trying to, you know, get a video up or a blog post, or I'm just editing all day or doing a lot of school or something like that, sometimes you do have to sit in your pajamas. And sometimes you do get a lot done when you sit in your pajamas, but it can really help if you put on, like, real clothes and, like, you know, look like a actual human being. And so that's important, to look super cute, like get a super cute outfit and just be like, I'm going to look so good today. Like really hype yourself up. Yeah, make yourself feel great. Sorry, another drink of water. I know it's like so annoying, but it's just sitting here and water's so good. So anyway, so after that, just like making yourself look halfway decent, maybe putting some earrings on. I'm loving these earrings right now. I don't know if you follow me on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. You've probably seen them. Got them from Mommy's Jewelry Box, which, seriously, from my mother's jewelry box. I don't know where she got them or anything, but super cute. It looks like a little sunshine. They're actually, like, pretty big, and they really hurt my ears, but they're so cute. I'm not going to take them out because beauty is pain. And, you know, back on track here, Lily. Put some earrings on, put some mascara on, and some lip gloss if that's just, like, your basic makeup. Or maybe you don't like makeup. Don't put makeup on. You know, flat iron your hair, but use a heat protectant because we don't want that hair to dry out, girl. We can't be looking nappy. Can't be looking ratty, you know. And just, like, get yourself pulled together and, like, looking better, looking nicer for the day. And, yeah. So just get all your things, pack them up, and head out the door. Okay, another great thing is listening to podcasts while you're getting ready. I don't know, it totally changes my mood, really inspires me to be, like, a gold digger, like, a go-getter in the daytime. Like, I don't know, I just, something about him, I just love him. Or if you're not a huge podcaster, which maybe you're listening to this podcast, but you're not, like, a huge, huge podcaster, you know? Maybe you just like my voice, which is so sweet of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was weird. Maybe you like to listen to music. Maybe you're like a huge like Drake fan, or I don't know what people listen to. I listen to the music that I like. That's another thing. Like, I really hate like those like music, I don't want to say like bandwagons, but like the music like clicks. Like, you're not cool if you don't listen to like 21 Savage or whatever. Like, I just hate rap music. Like, gives me a headache. And like, there's some that I can stand, but it's like, and I'm like, do we really have to do that? It's really annoying. And like, the beat is like, boom, boom, boom. I just hate it. That's a song for another time. But get it, song for another time. Oh, so funny. So maybe you have a jam session with yourself while you're getting ready, or while you're in the car, or whatever. But being productive and taking those steps and knowing how to make your days productive and how to make them your best days is super important to being successful and creating the life that you love to to live. So those were just a few of my productivity tips and tricks and, you know, just discussing productivity as a whole. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am now at 45 minutes, which is great. I didn't expect to record for that long for my first one, but I hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you stuck around this long, you're a real one, dude or gal. Thanks for listening. Thanks for just supporting me and everything. And I hope that you guys really liked the podcast. I love recording it. I feel like so cool. Like just sitting here in my office, just recording my podcast. Like I literally feel famous. But also someone I was at TJ Maxx today and this lady was like, "You give off really famous vibes." And I was like, "Thanks. Like, what do I say to that? I am famous." Like, no, I couldn't say that. But anyway, I hope you guys really enjoyed the podcast. Tune in next week for a special guest, my very good friend and amazing mentor, super strong lady. I love her so much. I hope she's listening to this. Tune in next week for that, and I promise you won't regret it. Thanks for listening. Be a go-getter this week, girl boss. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.